Can you spot the mark left by a musket ball on this Bourgogne helmet? It is at jaw level, which is where the Constable of France, Anne de Montmorency, was struck at the Battle of Dreux on the 19th of December 1562. De Montmorency survived his injuries. However, over 6,000 men died in the battle, the first between the two religious groups. The battle saw Protestant troops, led by the Prince of Condé and Admiral de Coligny, clash with the Catholic Royal Army, led by the Triumvirate, namely Montmorency, the Constable of France, the Duc de Guise, and Jacques d'Albon, Lord of Saint-André. A great number of Swiss mercenaries also fought on either side.
A major figure in the Renaissance, Anne de Montmorency, fought in Italy alongside Francis I of France. The king made him Constable of France, a title that gave him supreme command of the royal army. Anne de Montmorency was a man of war, but he was also the chief advisor to Francis I. His political career was lengthy. He remained principal advisor to Henry II, ultimately losing influence only under Francis II as the Guise family rose in favour. His son, Henri de Montmorency, was also Constable of France, a great office accorded by the crown, which was medieval in origin. The title gradually disappeared and was replaced by Marshal of France in the 17th century.